Hello and welcome to this installment of the Jones and Bartlett Learning Podcast Series. My name is Bill Kimball. We're speaking today with Dan Hartle, author of Genetics, Analysis of Genes and Genomes, and Essential Genetics, A Genomics Perspective. Dan is also a Higgins Professor of Biology in the Department of Organismic and Evolutionary Biology at Harvard University. He is a member of the National Academy of Sciences and the American Academy of Arts and Sciences, and a researcher in molecular genetics, genomics, molecular evolution, and population genetics. Thanks for joining us today, Dan.
You're very welcome. Nice to be here.
So my first question for you is, what initially prompted you to write Genetics, Analysis of Genes and Genomes, and then Essential Genetics, A Genomics Perspective?
At one time in the history of teaching genetics, there was a big divide between those who wanted to start teaching the course with Gret Mendel and those who wanted to teach their course starting with molecular biology. And I decided there shouldn't necessarily be a conflict between these ways of teaching the course, that molecular genetics and transmission genetics were both part of the same process, which is namely heredity, and that it would be interesting and possible and powerful to teach an integrated view of genetics where you taught molecular genetics and transmission genetics together as an integrated subject, and into that mixture also included evolutionary genetics, which is part of the same process. And then as genomics developed and the book went through successive editions, I found it possible and interesting to integrate genomics with the rest of the field. So where the book does have chapters on molecular genetics and Mendelian genetics and cell biology and development and mutation and evolution, each chapter has those subjects integrated in it at appropriate places as it goes along. And at least in my teaching, it's worked very well.
Excellent. Thank you. What updates can we look forward to in the 8th edition of Genetics?
Well, my professor of genetics used to joke that he could give the same exams every year and just change the answers. And it's still true that genetics is changing really fast. Almost all aspects of genetics are changing really fast. And so there's always a lot of updating to do. In the 8th edition, there's a new section on the origin of life and new ideas about the origin of life. A new section on exciting new results on the genetic basis of schizophrenia and its relationship, its genetic relationship with autism. A whole new chapter, newly revised on organelle inheritance, and a big chapter that brings in a lot of new information on human evolutionary genetics, including specific adaptations like adaptation to high starch diet in eating lots of wheat products or rice, for example, and the really exciting new information from the Neanderthal genome sequence showing that we actually share some genes with our Neanderthal cousins.
And can you tell us how you utilize genetics, analysis of genes and genomes in your own course?
I use it in several ways. One, as primary reading material that students ought to read in advance of the lecture, at least read some sections. Second, as adding historical background through these connections of classic papers that are included in the text, as a source of questions at the end of the chapter for students to practice self-assessment. And in this new edition, each chapter comes with a set of learning objectives or science competencies, which lays out as directly and simply as possible what things a student ought to be able to do when the student has mastered the material in that chapter at a sufficient level of depth.
Thank you. And finally, what techniques or strategies do you find motivate students and engage them in the learning process?
I like to put up open-ended questions, multiple choice type questions, where among the choices, none can be right, or one can be right, or all of them can be right. And we go through them in class one by one and say, who wants to defend this one as being right? What reasons might there be that this is right? What reasons might there be that this is wrong? And students get very engaged in discussing these possible choices for an open-ended question.
Thank you again for joining us today.
You're very welcome. It's very nice to be here.
Well, that concludes this episode of the Jones and Bartlett Learning Podcast series. We've been speaking with Dan Hartle, author of Genetics, Analysis of Genes and Genomes, and Essential Genetics, A Genomics Perspective. To learn more about this text or to request a complimentary review copy, visit go.jblearning.com/Hartle8E. That's go.jblearning.com/HARTLE8E. Jones and Bartlett Learning, a division of Ascend Learning, is a world-leading provider of instructional, assessment, and learning performance management solutions for the secondary, post-secondary, and professional markets. To learn more about Jones and Bartlett Learning, visit the corporate website at www.jblearning.com.